In Pakistan, a young Christian man who was arrested this weekend in a Punjabi village on blasphemy charges was killed last night in prison. His body was marked with visible signs of injuries. The controversy was sparked by Fanish Masih's relationship with a Muslim girl and his alleged throwing away of a copy of the Quran she had in her hands. A Muslim mob reacted by setting fire to a Christian church and pillaging two homes. News of the death came on the heels of a statement from Pakistan's National Commission for Justice and Peace expressing grave concern over the rising tide of violence against religious minorities, all in the name of the blasphemy law. We spoke with the NCJP's executive secretary, Peter Jacob.
This law has very, very devastating effect on the society. On one hand, this law pushes religious minorities, especially Christians, to a very, very insecure position. They feel very insecure, and they begin to think that there is no future in the country for them. The other effects are that society continues to build a closed culture, a culture of silence and censorship. It cannot speak its mind, conscience, and cannot practice religious freedom. Overall, it has brutalized the society and the kind of notions that Taliban and other extremist groups want to spread is strengthened by this law, that somehow nobody should be allowed or rather punished even on suspicion somebody happens to be doing something that a group of people does not like. That is, in principle, what is being seen.
And in the latest in this story, Pakistani Christians clashed with security forces today at the funeral of the man who police say hanged himself in jail. Once again, he was being held on accusations he defiled the Quran.